We're doing the Gemara Brachos. We're up to Lam Gimel Amud Beis. We'll start with the Gemara. Bishem Amudim Dimashat Kinnutam Shun Mesli Kishteu Shuyot. I understand why we silence a person when he says Modim Modim, because it looks like there are two forces in charge. Val Tov Yizachar Shemecha Nami Mashma Latva Velo Alara'a. I understand why when a person says your name should be mentioned over the good, that seems to indicate the good and not the bad. The Mishnah says one must bless over bad just as one blesses over good. So what does that mean, saying your name should be mentioned over good? We mention Hashem over good or bad. But why would you silence a person when he says your mercy should be on us like it is on a bird's nest? So two Amorai have machlokas out in the west in Israel, Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin and Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvi. One says, because he is instigating jealousy between the creations, he's saying, you see which one God cares for and not on all the others. Really? So who cares? So why does that matter? And what does it mean he instigates, he places jealousy? Okay. And one says, because he is making Hashem's midot mercy. Well, I thought Hashem's midot are mercy. So Rashi tells us a whole philosophy here. Rashi says, midotav are mitzvotav. How does that work? Vehu lo lerachamim asa. And he didn't do it for the sake of mercy. Ela la'atil al Yisrael chukei gzerotav lo'odia shehem avadav. Veshomerei mitzvotav v'gzerotav chukotav v'gzerot chukotav. But rather, to place upon Israel the statutes of his decrees. Chok, statutes of his decrees. Lehodia, to make known, shehem avadav, that they are his servants. Vishomrei mitzvotav, and they watch his mitzvos, v'gzeirot chukotav. Now, a second ago he said that the mitzvos are gzeirot chukotav. Now he's saying we watch his mitzvos and gzeirot chukotav. Af bedvarim sheyesh lasatam alakum la'ashiv aleihem v'lomar matzoch v'mitzvah zo. Even in areas where they can claim, why do you guys do that? So Rashi said a lot here. You'll notice that Rashi doesn't say that Hashem doesn't have rachamim. He just says, Hashem didn't do it for the sake of rachamim. And then Rashi says two things, but rather he did it to place on us to make known. To place on us to make known. So even the beginning of Rashi seems to indicate that even a mitzvah that seems to be merciful is not there for that purpose. That's not why Hashem gave us that mitzvah. Later on, Rashi separates and says, Shomrei mitzvotav and gzerot chukotav. So, Rashi needs a lot of work. Well, what's the Gemara saying when the Gemara says Ve'inan ela gezeirot? So I think that the word chok in Rashi is not taking the classical definition of chok, but rather the idea is, I think Rashi has to be read differently. The Gemara says, Ve'inan ela gezeirot. It doesn't say Ve'inan ela chukim. The mitzvos are none other than gezeirot. So what does that mean? The mitzvos were not given because Hashem is a merachim. If it was because Hashem was a merachim, Hashem had other solutions. The mitzvos were given to place upon us His gzeros. However, we'll define the word chukei gzerotav. We might define the word chukei as the rules of His decrees. We were given the mitzvos because Hashem wanted to place on us the rules of His decrees and through that make known that we are His servants. Vishomrei mitzvotav v'gzerot chukotav, and we watch His mitzvos and the declaration and the decrees of His rules. So the fact that we watch His mitzvos and the decrees of His rules is reflected by the fact that we do it even where we don't understand. But it's not that every mitzvah is without understanding. So if a person says the mitzvah of Kanzipor that you, Hashem, gave because you are merciful, what a person is saying is, I know midotav. I know why He gave His mitzvos. And even though Hashem is a merachim, but that's not why He gave the mitzvos. Ve'hein einan ela gzeirot. The mitzvos are decrees that are there to reflect that we accept His decrees. So when a person says that, that's as sacrilegious as saying, modim modim en al tovi zacher shemecha. Because al ken tzipor goes against the root of the mitzvos, just as modim modim goes against the root of monotheism. You with me? Okay.
And he says, Vishami mitzvotavi zacher. He separates the two. He says that you're watching over His mitzvot, which are one thing, and His zerot and gzerot, which is another thing.
Okay. So it still needs work. Okay. So.